وما طلبوه ولكن شبه لهم، وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك من ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن، وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. وما قتلوه and they did not kill Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. وما طلبوه and they did not even crucify Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. ولكن شبه لهم but the resemblance of Jesus of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was put over another man, and it was this man they killed. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍ مِّنْ and those that differ therein are full of doubt. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاءَ الظَّنِّ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا they have no certain knowledge, they are following nothing but conjecture. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا the Quran says certainly did not kill Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, but رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him alive, raised him unto him. Another verse of the Quran states, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَجَاعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ فِيمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Isa that I will raise you unto me alive and I will purify you from the kuffar. Another verse of the Quran states, وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. There is not a single section of the people of the book, but they will believe in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam before Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's death. That is when Allah, when Isa alayhi salam descends and kills the Dajjal, the Jews and Christians will believe that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam has been alive all this time, and they will believe in him, and they will believe, and they will know that he had not died, and the Jews had been lying, and on the day of judgment, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will be a witness against them. Besides these verses of the Quran, there are many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which clearly state that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is alive, that he did not die, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend before the end of time. He will live for a period of time, and then he will die a physical death. It is narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ عِيسَى لَمْ يَمُؤْ وَإِنَّهُ رَاجِعٌ إِلَيْكُمْ قَبْلَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam did not die, and he will return to you before the day of judgment. There are many, many ahadith which clearly state this. The ulama have written that these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu have reached the status of tawatir. They are mutawatir. That means there is no doubt whatsoever in his detention. And it is essential that we relate this story of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, how he was born and how he was raised, to our children. Especially now, it is the month of November. It is the month in which they are told all sorts of things regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, which totally contradict the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is essential that we teach them the belief of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. If we do not take up the responsibility of conveying this message and this story to our children, our brothers and sisters, then our children and our brothers will begin to believe what their teachers say to them, which totally contradicts the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is essential that we go home today and we relate this story to our children, our brothers and our sisters and our families and all the people that we know. This is how and why Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was raised to the heavens. Let us now move on to the main part of the talk, the descension of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, the return of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam for the second time to this world. I mentioned in the talk that the Dajjal a few weeks ago, that the Dajjal will appear and he will cause fitna wherever he goes. He will travel to the east, the west, the north, the south. He will cause fitna to the left and he will cause fitna to the right. He will travel to many different places causing fitna wherever he goes. And I mentioned that the last place he will appear will be in the east.
The Muslims at the time will also be in the east. And there will be a fight between Dajjal and his army and the Muslims, Imam Mahdi, and the Muslims and their army. The Dajjal will kill a third. He will defeat a third. And he will fight a third. The Muslims, it will be nightfall and the Muslims will be waiting for the morning so that they can fight Dajjal and his army. When morning arrives, they will be informed that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam has descended. In the hadith of Nawas bin Saman radiallahu ta'ala an, which can be found in Sahih Muslim, it is narrated, فَيَنْزَلُ عِنْدَ الْمَنَارَةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ شَرْكِيَّ دِمَشْقِ فِي مَخْرُودَتَيْنِ وَاضِعًا كَفَّيْحِ عَلَى أَجْنِحَةِ مَلَكَيْنِ إِذَا طَأْطَأَ رَأْسَهُ قَطَرْ وَإِذَا رَفَعَهُ تَحَدَّرَ مِنْهُ جُمَانٌ كَاللُّؤْلُؤِ. The Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend to the white minaret in the east of Damascus. He will be wearing two garments slightly dyed with saffron. His hands will be placed on the wings of two angels, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend. In the hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, فَأَمَّا عِيسَى فَأَحْمَرْ جَعْدٌ عَرِيدُ الصَّبْرِ. فَأَحْمَرْ, he will be reddish white in complexion. His hair will be soft and they will reach his ears. عَرِيدُ الصَّبْرِ, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will be well built. He will descend. His hands will be placed on the wings of two angels and he will descend. إِذَا طَعْطَى رَأْسَهُ قَطَرْ وَإِذَا رَفَعُوا تَحَدَّرَ مِنْهُ جُمَالٌ كَاللُّؤْلُؤِ. When he lowers his head, beads of perspiration will flow. And when he raises his head, beads like pearls will scatter. لَا يَحِلُّ لِكَافِرٍ يَجِدُ رِيحَ نَفَسِهِ إِلَّا مَاتْ وَنَفَسُهُ يَنْتَهِي حَيْثُ يَنْتَهِي تَرْفُ. Every kafir who smells his fragrance will die as soon as he smells his fragrance. And his breath will reach as far as his eye can see. In the hadith of Abu Umama al-Bahili, which can be found in Ibn Majah, it is narrated that Umm Sharik radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, Ya Rasulullah, فأين الأرب يوم إذن? O Messenger of Allah, where will the Arabs be at the time? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, هم قليلٌ وجلهم ببيت المقدس. That the Arabs of at the time when the Dajjal causes all this fitna will be very less, and the majority of them will be in Baytul Maqdis. وَإِمَامُهُمْ رَجُلٌ صَالِحٌ قَدْ تَقَدَّمْ يُصَلِّ بِحِمُ الصُّبْ إِذْ نَزَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. The Imam at the time will be a very pious man. And we conclude in the light of many other ahadith that this Imam will be Imam Mahdi. The Imam will be a very pious man, and he will be on the verge of leading them in the morning prayer when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend. فَرَجَعَ ذَلِكَ الْإِمَامُ يَنْكُسْ يَمْشِي الْقَهْقَرَ لِيَتَقَدَّمَ عِيسَى يُصَلِّ بِالنَّاسِ. When the Imam sees Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he will take a few steps backwards from the musalla so Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam can come forward and lead the believers in prayer. وَيَدَأُ يَدَهُ عَلَى كَتِفِ. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will place his hands on the Imam's shoulder and he will say to him, تَقَدَّمْ فَصَلِّي فَإِنَّهَ لَكَ أُقِيمَ. That go forward and lead the prayers as the ikama of the prayer was said for you. فَيُسَلِّي بِهِمْ إِمَامُهُمْ. The Imam will lead them in the prayer. فَإِذَا انْصَرَفْ, when the prayers are over, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will say, اِفْتَحُ الْبَابَ, open the door. فَيُفْتَحْ ووراءه الدجال معه سبعون ألف يهودي كلهم ذو سيف محلى وصاد. Behind the door there will be the Dajjal will be waiting. He will have 70,000 Jews with him, all armed with swords. فإذا نظر إليه الدجال ذاب كما يذوب الملح في الماء. When the Dajjal sees Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam amongst the believers, he will begin to melt like salt in water. وَيَنْطَلِقُ حَارِبًا, the Dajjal will begin to run. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will chase the Dajjal and he will say to him, كَإِنَّ لِي فِيكَ دَرْبًا لَنْ تَصْبِكَنِي بِهَا, that it is written that I, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, will kill you. Today you could not run away from me. Today you could not escape me. Today I, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, will kill you. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will chase him. فَيُدْرِكَهُ إِنْدَ الْبَابِ اللُّدْءَ الشَّرْقِي فَيَقْتُلَهُ, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will chase him and he will grab hold of him at a place called Bab al-Lud, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will kill him. فَيَحْزِمُ اللَّهُ الْيَهُودِ, and Allah will defeat the Jews. The Muslims on that day will fight with the Jews. The hadith states, لا يبقى شيء مما خلق الله يتوارى به يهودي إلا أنتك الله ذلك الشيء, لا حجر ولا شجر ولا حائط ولا داب إلا الغركدة فإنها من شجرهم لا تنتك إلا قال يا عبد الله المسلم هذا يهودي فتعالى فاقتل. On that day the Jews will fight the Muslims and the Jews will flee. The Jews will begin to hide. They will hide behind stones on that day. They will hide behind trees on that day. They will hide behind walls on that day. They will hide behind animals on that day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day will make the stone speak and the stone will say, Ya Abdullah al-Muslim, haza yahudiyun fata'ala faqtul, O servant of Allah, O Abdullah, there is a Jew hiding behind me. Come and kill this Jew. On that day, the stones will speak. On that day, the trees will speak. On that day, the animals will speak. On that day, everything except for the gharkada, as this is the tree of the Jews, everything will speak on that day and it will say, Ya Abdullah al-Muslim, haza yahudiyun fata'ala faqtul, O servant of Allah, come, there's a Jew hiding behind me and come and kill this Jew. The Muslims on that day will defeat the Jews and the Muslims will win the Jews. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get rid of the fitna of the Dajjal on the hand of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And the Muslims will defeat the Jews. Now one question that arises here is, what is the hikmah in the descent of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and not other prophets? Why is it that before the end of time, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will return to the world for a second time and not other prophets? The ulama have given many different reasons as to why Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend before the end of time and no other prophet. The great master of hadith, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, states that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend before the end of time because the Jews claimed that they had killed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam before the end of time to prove to the Jews that they had been lying and they did not kill Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and he has been alive all this time and it is he who will kill the leader of the Dajjal. Some ulama have written that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam found in the Bible many virtues of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he saw these virtues of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ja'alna minhum, O Allah, make me from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his prayer, answered the prayer of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Thus Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is to return and he will be an ummati, a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some scholars have stated, is لَيْتَ لِمَخْلُوكٍ مِنَ الطُّرَابِ أَنْ يَمُوتَ فِي غَيْرِهَا. Some ulama have stated that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend for the second, return for the second time, because it is not permissible for anything that has been created from earth to be buried anywhere besides dunya. This is why Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will return to the world. He will live for a period of time. He will die a physical death so that he can be buried in dunya. This is why he will return. The scholars and the ulama have given many different reasons besides those that have been mentioned as to why and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend before the end of time and return and no other prophet. The most strongest opinion is the opinion of the great master of hadith, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. Now, a short period after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam killed the Dajjal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will release the two tribes of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, which have been imprisoned by Dhulqarnayn behind the iron gate he built. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, كأني قد أخرجت عبادا لي لا يدان لأحد بقتالهم فحرج عبادي إلى السوء. That I am taking up servants of mine which nobody has the power to fight with. So take the believers for their protection. Tamam, so. وَيَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ يَعْجُوجُ وَمَعْجُوجُ وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and the Ya'juj and Ma'juj will come forth from every lofty place, causing fitna and devastation and destruction and havoc and chaos wherever they go. وَيَمُرُّ أَوَائِلَهُمْ عَلَى بُحَيْرَةَ بَرِيَّةَ فَيَشْرَبُونَ مَا فِيهَا وَيَمُرُّ آخِرَهُمْ فَيَقُولُ لَقَدْ كَانَ بِهَذِهِ مَرَّةً مَا. The first batch will pass by Lake of Tiberias, and they will drink every drop of water from this lake. Not a single drop of water will remain in this lake. When that last batch passes by the very same lake, they will say, we are sure that there was water in this lake at one time. They will proceed causing fitna حتى ينتحوا إلى جبل الخمر وهو جبل بيت المقدس. They will cause fitna to their right and they will cause fitna to their left. Destruction wherever they go, and they will proceed till they will reach Mount Khamar, a mountain in Bayt al-Maqdis. And they will say, لَقَدْ قَتَلْنَا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ هَلُمَّ فَلْنَقْتُلْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. That we have killed those within the earth, let us now kill those within the heaven. فَيَرْمُونَ بِنُشَّابِهِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَيَرُضُّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ نُشَّابَهُمْ مَخْضُوبَةً دَمًا. They will begin to shoot their arrows towards the heaven, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return their arrows covered with blood. And these fools will think that they have killed those within the heavens. وَيُحْسَرْ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ وَأَصْحَابُهُ حَتَّى تَكُونَ رَأْتِ الثَّوْرِ لِأَحْدِهِمْ خَيْرًا مِنْ مِئَةِ دِينَارِ لِأَحْدِكُمْ الْيَوْمِ. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and the believers will remain confined to the mountain. They will have nothing much to eat till the head of an ox will be more valuable to one of them that 100 gold coins are to one of you today. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and the believers will turn to Allah, and they will sincerely pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will pray for their destruction. فَيُرْسِلُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمُ النَّغَ فِي رِقَابِهِمْ فَيُصْبِحُونَ فَرْسَ كَمُوتِ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer their prayer, and Allah will send insects upon their necks, and they will be all found dead in the morning like the death of one man. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and the believers will descend from the mountain, but when they descend from the mountain, فَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَوْضِعَ شِبْرٍ إِلَّا مَلَأَهُ زَهَمَهُمْ وَنَفْنَهُمْ. They will find that the ground is covered with their rotten corpses and their stinking fat. Yet again, they will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a second time, and they will pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, get rid of their fat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيُرْسِلُ اللَّهُ طَيْرٍ كَعَنَاكِ الْبُخْطِ فَتَحْمِلُهُمْ فَتَطْرُهُمْ حَيْثُ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Allah will send birds like the neck of bacterium camels, and these birds will come and they will take their corpses, and they will take the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, their dead bodies, and they will throw them where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send rain. It will rain continuously, and the rain will enter every house, and Allah will cleanse the earth till the earth will look like a mirror. Now the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, which I recited right at the beginning of the talk, it is mentioned there, كَلَيُشَكَنَّ أَن يَنْزِلَ فِيكُمْ إِبْنُ مَرْيَمْ حَكَمًا عَدْلًا. Now when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam returns to the world for the second time, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will be a just ruler, and he will be a fair man. When Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam returns for a second time, he will not reign as a prophet, and he will not bring a new sharia, a new religion, because Islam is the last religion. There is no religion to come after Islam till the day of judgment. The Quran was the last book to be revealed. There is no book to come after the Quran till the day of judgment. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our prophet, was the last of prophets. There is no prophet to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of judgment. And the Quran has made this concept very clear. The Quran says, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not the father of any of you, but he was the last of prophets. He was the seal of prophets. There is no prophet to come after him. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself has said, لا نبي بعدي, that there is no prophet to come after me. So when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam returns to the world for the second time, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will follow the Quran and Sunnah. He will not bring a new Sharia and he will not bring a new religion. He will rule as a Khalif, as a leader, and he will rule according to the Quran and Sunnah, and he will follow the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now a question arises here. One may question that how can our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be the last prophet when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is to return to the world once again? The answer to this question is very simple. There is no doubt that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is going to return to the world for a second time. As the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly state this. However, when he returns to the world for a second time, this second time he will not rule as a prophet, but he will rule as a khalif, and he will come as a follower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me give you an example to understand this. When the Prime Minister of Pakistan comes to this country, whilst he is in this country, he still remains the Prime Minister of Pakistan. However, whilst he is in this country, he has to follow the laws of the land and the laws of the time. And the laws of this land are the British laws. Likewise, when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam returns for the second time, he will have to follow the laws of the land and the laws of the time. And the laws of the land and the laws of the time are the laws of the Quran and Sunnah. Thus, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will not reign as a prophet, but he will reign as a khalif, and he will follow the laws of the time and the laws of the land, which are the laws of the Quran and Sunnah. Thereafter the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, فَيَكْتِرُ الصَّلِيبِ, that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will break the cross the Christians worship. That is, he will put Christianity to an end. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will elevate the Islamic religion and he will spread Islam everywhere. وَيَكْتُرُ الْخِنْزِيبِ, he will kill the pig the Christians consider halal to eat. وَيَضَأُ الْحَرْبِ, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, in his time, he will abolish the jizya, the tax. As you know, a kafir who lives in an Islamic state has to pay tax, and he is called a zimmi. At the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, they will not have to pay this tax. Most likely because Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will spread Islam and they will all believe in him, as the verse of the Quran states, وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. There is not a single section of the people of the book, but they will all believe in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam before his death. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will be a witness against them on the day of judgment. Thus, there will be no need of this tax, because everybody will believe in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And thus Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will abolish this tax. Many other reasons have been given. This, however, is one of the strongest. وَيُفِيدُ الْمَالِ حَتَّى لَا يَقْبَلَهُ أَحَدٍ. There will be so much wealth, in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's time, that nobody will be in need of anybody's wealth. Everybody will be independent to the extent that the receiving of zakat and sadaqah will be discarded, because nobody will need zakat and sadaqah. وَطُرْفَحُ الشَّحْنَا وَالتَّبَاغُضُ وَتُمْزَأُ حُمَةُ كُلِّ ذَاتِ حُمَةٍ حَتَّى يَدْخُلُ الْوَلِيدُ يَدَهُ فِي الْحَيَّةِ فَلَا تَدُرَّهُ وَتَفِرُّ الْوَلِيدَ الْأَسَدْ فَلَا يَدُرُّهَا. All types of deeni and worldly blessings will descend on the earth at the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. There will be peace, there will be harmony, and there will be tranquility in the world. وَطُرْفَهُ الشَّحْنَا وَالتَّبَاهُ. All the hearts will be clean. All the hearts will be free from the illnesses of the heart. They will be free from misery. They will be free from envy. They will be free from hatred, malice, jealousy, enmity. It will all disappear. وَتُنْزَأُ حُمَةُ كُلِّ ذَاتِ حُمَةٍ. Venom will be taken out of all venomous animals. Snakes will no longer be poisonous, to the extent حَتَّى يَدْخُلَ الْوَلِيدِ يَدَهُ فِي الْحَيَّةِ فَلَا تَدُرَّهُ. A little boy will place his hand in the mouth of a snake, and the snake will not harm it. وَتَفِرُّ الْوَلِيدَ الْأَسَدِ فَلَا يَذُرُّهَا. Wild animals will not harm anybody. Every harmful animal will be made harmless. Today, you see children chasing kittens and chasing little puppies. At the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, you will see that a little girl will chase a lion and the lion will run away. The lion will not harm her. وَيَكُونَ الزِّئْبُ فِي الْغَنَمْ كَأَنَّهُ كَلْبُهَا. Who would think that a day would come in which the wolf amongst the sheep would become like a sheepdog? At the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, you will see this. You will see that a wolf amongst the sheep will be like a sheepdog. The wolf will not harm the sheep. He will not eat the sheep. حَتَّى يَرْطَعَ الْأَسَدْ مَعَ الْإِبِلْ وَالنُّمُورْ مَعَ الْبَقَرْ وَالزِّئَابُ مَعَ الْغَنَمْ. Camels will graze with lions. Cheetahs will graze with cattle. And the jackals, they will graze with goats. وَتُمْلَأُ الْأَرْضُ مِنَ السِّلْمِ كَمَا يُمْلَأُ الْإِنَاءُ مِنَ الْمَاءِ. The whole world will be filled with peace, just like a container, a basin, is full of water. وَتَكُونُ الْكَلِمَةُ وَاحِدَةً فَلَا يُعْبَدْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Everybody will be in total agreement. There will be only one kalima, and only Allah will be worshipped. You will only hear Allah, 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 Allah. وَتَدَأُ الْحَرْبَ أَوْزَارَهَا. Wars will see. وَتَكُونُ الْأَرْضُ كَفَاثُورِ الْفِدَّةِ تُنْبِتُ نَبَاتَهَا بِأَهْدِ آدَمْ. And the earth will be like a silver basin. The earth will be like a silver basin, and there will be so much barakah in the earth that in one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, لَوْ بَذَرْتَ حَبَّكَ فِي السَّفَاءَ لَنَبَتْ. That the fertility of the land will increase to such an extent, that if you planted a seed in a hard rock, that if you plant a seed in a hard rock at the time, even then it will sprout. 700 mud. Mud is a weight. 700 mud of wheat will sprout from one mud, just one mud, without plowing the land. حَتَّى يَجْسَمِعَ النَّفَرْ أَلَى الْقِتْفِ مِنَ الْعِنَبِ فَيُشْبِعْهُ. There will be so much barakah in the land that a whole tribe of people will gather round one bunch of grapes, and they will eat this one bunch from this one bunch of grapes, and it will suffice the whole tribe. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been stated ويجتمع النفر على الرمانة فتشبعه. A whole tribe of people will gather round a pomegranate, one pomegranate, and this one pomegranate will suffice them. And they will use its peel, its skin, as a shade, as umbrella. وَيَكُونَ الثَّوْرُ بِكَذَا وَكَذَا مِنَ الْمَالِ وَتَكُونَ الْفَرَصِ بِالْدُرَيْهِمَا. The bull at the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will be very, very expensive, while the horse will be very cheap, only a few dirham. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, why is it that the horse will be very cheap and the bull very expensive, though it should be the other way around, the bull cheaper and the horse very expensive? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, La yarkabu li harbin abada. That the horse will never be needed for war, because wars will cease. There will be peace and harmony. There will be no wars at the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam thereafter. Thus, the horse will be very cheap and the bull will be expensive, because the bull will be needed to plow the land. In short, the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will be a very pleasant time. There will be all types of dini and worldly blessings will descend on the earth. And there will be peace and harmony and tranquility in the world. And everybody will be in total agreement, and everybody will be happy with one another. Things like malice and jealousy and hatred will no longer exist. Some of the hadith state that after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam has descended, لَيَمْقُثَنَّ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ بِالرَّوْحَاءِ فَيُقُومَنَّ بِهَا بِالْحَجِّ أَوْ بِالْأُمْرَةِ أَوْ إِثْنَتَيْهِمَ جَمِيعًا. Some hadith state that after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam has descended, has returned to the world for the second time, he will perform Hajj or Umrah or both of them from a place called Roha. Some other hadith indicate that after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam descends, he will marry and he will have children. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will remain for a period of time. There is a difference of opinion on how long Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will remain on the earth after his descension. He will remain for a period of time. He will die a normal death. He will die a physical death. And the believers will offer his janazah prayer. They will offer his janazah prayer. And the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr, which can be found in Mashkat, and Ibn al-Jawzi has also related it in Al-Wafa, there it is mentioned that after his janazah namaz, the Muslims will bury him. He will be buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the descension of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and this is what the time would be like at the time. This is what things would be like at the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. It is essential that we go home today, each and every one of us, and we relate the story of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam exactly as it was related today, as the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related this story to you and I today, how he was born and how he was raised to the heavens and how and when he will return and what are the things that he will do when he returns. It is essential that we relate this story to our children, our brothers and our sisters, so that they know the Muslim belief regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. They know what the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, so that they do not come home confused, so that they do not believe what they are taught in the schools, as what they are taught in the schools totally contradicts the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me the tawfiq to act upon what I have said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give you the tawfiq to ask upon what you said. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.